The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
John, great being with you. Always look forward to it.
And it's going to be a wonderful show today because we have with us the Nassau County Executive, Laura Curran. And Laura is not only the first woman elected as County Executive, she is a spectacular government official who is going through the pandemic. So not only is she in office for the first time, this is her first term, she is also going through one of the most difficult times in history. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to bring to you at this point in time, Laura Curran.
It's so nice to see you. I wish that we could see each other in person. That's always my preferable way, but this is how we're doing things now. And, you know, we'll make it work. Nothing like live radio, right? When gotta make it work. Well, by the way, they've told me that I've got a great face for radio, so I'm really happy to be on the show.
Well, we've been having a good time trying to entertain or inform people during the COVID pandemic,
yeah,
which has not been fun for anybody. How about, you know, I realize you've been, I've seen you on, following you for the last week on Facebook, because I knew we were going to be chatting here, and you've been a busy young lady, besides COVID, but let's start with COVID.
Yes, this has been the year. I don't know, the challenges just keep on coming. So
can I just jump in and say hello?
Hello,
do you hear
John.
Me?
It's nice.
Okay,
to hear
okay,
your
I'm
voice.
Back. I apologize to everybody.
No, it's fine.
How are you, Laura?
I'm fine. How are you doing, John?
Good. Doing good, and I'm finally back. But continue with Otto. I just messed everything up here this morning.
Don't worry about it. Keep
no, John,
keeping us on our toes.
This is just proof that this is live radio.
Actually, you know, throughout this pandemic, I've been doing a lot more radio than normal. And I think it's the medium for the moment, because it really reaches people anywhere they want to be. It's low tech, it's easy, it's accessible. And there's something very intimate about radio that you kind of get lost on with TV or even with social media, you know, real conversations that people are actually listening to. And I think that's why more people seem to be listening. I'm getting a lot of feedback from people who are saying they're listening to more radio. That's where they find they get their best news without all of the yelling and the anger and the, you know, fighting that's going on some of the other media that we see.
You know, another thing that I find that's helping it at this particular point in time is people, not you, because Laura's always accessible to everybody, but, you know, it takes 2 hours to come to the studio. By the time you get organized, drive to the studio, here, you're in your office, you make a phone call, we're taking 1 hour out of your day versus 2 or 2.5, depending on your schedule. It really does help because you have a tremendous schedule. I mean, you're going to hang up from this and you go on to the next thing. It's not like you're going to hang out and put your feet up for the afternoon or start an early weekend.
Yeah, that's right. And you can do it from anywhere. You can do it from home in your sweatpants. Nobody has to know.
Okay. Well, we got you from the top up today, Laura, so we're not going any further. What is the biggest? I know we're going to be talking all over the place, and honestly, the most important thing is for you to be sharing, but what is, in your mind, the single most important thing that people have to be doing? I know you have turned Nassau around, you hit this thing head on, and really, our county is an example for the country, as far as I'm concerned. Was it bad for a while? Of course it was bad, because nobody knew what was going on. But you have to be diligent. And you have to go out there and fight like you're doing. But what's the biggest thing people should be watching out for?
I think everybody knows. I think everybody knows what we have to do. And it's very, very simple. It's not expensive. And it's very low tech. And that's called face coverings. Face coverings and social distancing. You know, we didn't know at the beginning. The health experts were telling us, masks, it means you touch your face more. Maybe it's not so great. It's not going to really do much. Now we know this is a heavy virus and that a face covering does a great job of mitigating the risk, of mitigating the spread. That's something that we've learned. That's something that we can do. And in fact, that's something that has allowed us to reopen as much as we have. So since we started the phase one of the four phases of reopening, by the way, there are some things that are not, there's no phase five, and there's still some things that are not open, but we can get to that later. What we've learned is that we can continue to keep our hospital rates low. We can continue to lower the rate of infection. We've been hovering at about 1% of everyone testing positive for many weeks now. Our hospital rates are in the 30s among our 11 hospitals. So that's good news, because our residents and our businesses have been practicing common sense. The face covering, the social distancing, the, you know, normal sanitation, washing hands. We all know that. We know that it works. And while we see we're recovering, but the rest of the country is now spiking, that's the thing that gives me pause. I know we can handle it. My concern is now people coming in from out of state. We're finding a lot of our new cases are people coming in from out of state. A lot of our new cases are young people, graduation parties, that sort of thing. So if we, you know, I'm not one to lecture or hector or tell people what to do, but I just want to applaud everyone for the common sense that they've been practicing that's gotten us where we are, and just to keep doing it, just keep it going. We have come so far that we don't want to backslide now.
Laura, what about, I hear in conversation from people some confusion as to whether or not they should really be tested or not tested. Is the view that everybody should be tested, or only if you feel like you have a problem? What's your stance?
Oh, that's such
that?
A good question. At the beginning, it was only for people with symptoms. There were very strict criteria for who gets tested. People with symptoms, people who've had a known contact. Then it started to open up. People who are essential workers, or people who think they may have been exposed. Now it's open to everybody. Now, if you have no symptoms, no known exposure, I don't think you need to get a test. But if you want to, you certainly can now. We're testing in Nassau County between 3,000 and 5,000 people a day. Sometimes it's up to 6,000 people a day. If you're curious and you want to know if you have the virus, then by all means, get tested. Also, there's two kinds of tests. There's the viral test that tells you if you have the infection now. Then there's the antibody test that tells you if you've had it in the past. So a lot of people, now we know a lot of people are asymptomatic. They think, you know, I had a cold, or I lost my sense of smell, or I was exhausted a few months ago. Maybe it was COVID. Let me check it out. So bottom line is anyone can get tested. We actually have five community clinics that are open now. Where you can get both viral and antibody testing. If you don't have insurance, it's not a problem. If you're concerned about your immigration status, nobody's going to ask. The goal is to make sure if you think you're positive, you should get yourself tested, so that then we can do our health department at Nassau County can do the contact tracing to go through, you know, where do you work? Have you been to any events? What about your family? Just to see if there's anyone else who's been possibly exposed, get them tested, and isolate them if they're positive. That's how we stop the spread. That's why we've been so successful. So I would say, if you have any doubt whatsoever, go get a test.
Well, one of my daughters is a teacher, and she's gone through, we're not selling product here, but through a CVS drive-through, where you actually can get a test just by driving through. She's done it because the fact is she is a teacher and has more exposure or possible exposure. I have had the antibody test, which was negative, so that was good. Mm-hmm. But I hear you. Right.
I had the antibody test, also negative.
Yeah.
Now, Laura, you took that versus the regular test.
Yes, correct. I haven't had the regular test because I haven't had any symptoms. I don't have any known exposure. So okay. I haven't opted for the actual test yet.
So the antibody one would be fine. Actually, and you know, even on listeners, at different times I tell what's going on. That I'm presently undergoing chemo and different stuff and radiation and yada yada.
Yeah.
I still haven't had a test. because they don't air. They ask the questions every time I go to Sloan. They ask the questions, you know, have you been out of the country? Have you been with anybody, et cetera, et cetera. And unfortunately, the temperature-wise, I wind up with a low-grade fever 5 days a week, but that has nothing to do. So my temperature, they exclude. But you have to know the whole situation. Somebody who has a temperature can't take that chance, or a slight fever.
Yeah.
You have to go. You know, mine comes from a different underlying situation. So they exclude it. But if I was the temperature and had somebody from out of state, you know, we have somebody coming back from out of state who was worked with us last year in the town and is coming back, young man, tremendous guy. And he says, we'll be in touch after 14 weeks, after the 14 days. He's coming home, going into quarantine. He's 28 years old. But that's the kid who's using his head. He says, I'm not going to see anybody. And then I'll go out. But you have to pay attention to those slight little steps in order to cover yourself.
Yes.
You know, I have a lot more questions for Laura, but what I'm going to do is we'll take a break so that we don't interrupt any of these important answers. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.